Yesterday, we talked about these arrests and this infrastructure that was disrupted. Again, not public transit, not GO, not Up Express, not the TTC, but railway lines in the junction were blocked for about 5 hours. And I'll lay this out really quick before we get to Warren Kinsella. There's four things I jotted down yesterday. I ran them past Mrs. Brady. You can imagine she's the more rational one. I said, we have the right for this, and this is what cops need to be aware of. You wear a mask, hide your identity, similar to the UK, and I don't know how often they're enforcing this. That's a ticket. It's a hefty ticket at that. No, they might not pay it, but at least you'll chase them down. Masking at these protests has been a huge problem ever since COVID. These people aren't worried about the latest variant being outside. They're doing it to mask their identity. And if three dudes walked into a Shoppers Drug Mart, all concealing their face, in 2019 or any decade before, you'd assume the place was about to be robbed. So we've just got to drop this mask thing and think it's okay to wear masks in public outside at protests. There's no right to block traffic anymore. Sidewalk only. If you block traffic, block trains, we have to arrest and remove you. You have to face charges. Those are two. Third, you can't harass, engage in violence, or go on private property. You get asked to leave private property, you have to go. We just saw the activist Desmond Cole arrested for this. So maybe this is a trend in the right direction. And I'm going to say this, and by the way, Warren Kinsella came in with Ben Mulrooney in October, and they said something similar to this. But they took some heat for it, but we are here now. If you're not Canadian, and you're openly expressing support for designated terrorist groups, you can be pro-Palestinian. You can hammer the hell out of Israel. And some of it's fair. Then if you're expressing support for designated terrorist groups, we consider that when your visa gets renewed. We consider that if you want permanent residency here. These are really simple things. Four simple things. And I don't think we're doing any of the four of them very well right now. Here's Warren Kinsella joining us from Daisy Grip. When I lay those four out, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir. Would you add or amend any of those four things that we just need to do a better job of after 7 months, Warren?
The one that I would add to your list, and your list was an excellent one, is, you know, as I've said on the show many times before, we actually have the laws. We don't have to pass new laws. We've got, you know, Section 319 in the Criminal Code. It's a crime to willfully promote hatred against an identifiable group. So if these people show up at a synagogue and start chanting who are people who are inside for a place of worship, like that's actually promoting hatred. That's a crime. And as you pointed out, if you're doing it wearing a mask, like it's actually more than a ticket. It's an indictable offense, because if you commit a crime in Canada while wearing a mask, that is an addition to your sentence. So, you know, we've got the laws. The question is, do we have the willpower? Do we have the leadership to make use of them?
I don't want to dig in too deep on the cops yesterday. They cleared this rail crossing with 120 protesters, but it took 5 hours to do it. I mean, but we're watching this in the States, and I know you wrote about this. What you saw Monday looked like a calculated effort across major cities in North America not to listen to their side of the argument, not to debate politics or military strategy, Warren, but simply to disrupt infrastructure.
That's right. And so April 15th was a big day for these guys, and it was a very successful one. You know, they shut down O'Hare in Chicago. They shut down a major highway going into L.A. They shut down a major bridge heading into New York City and into Canada, the Vancouver port in downtown Ottawa, right outside a number of government buildings. And they were doing that around the world. And it's like you were saying before I came on, like, it's not just a protest about Israel anymore, and they're quite open about it. It's about disrupting capitalism, as they call it. They say on the website for one of the groups that was overseeing what took place on Monday is, we want to cause pain, right? There needs to be a shift from symbolic actions to those that cause pain to the economy. And we need to disrupt and blockade economic logistical hubs and the flow of capital. Like, their targets are expanding here. They've been very successful. I mean, it's evil. It's awful. But they've been very successful in isolating and alienating the Jewish community and Israel in democracies around the world. Now their targets, they're building on that success, I guess, and going after democracy itself. And it is quite worrying because they're running a pretty effective campaign.
Warren Kinsella is our guest on Toronto Today. I can't tell you how many people I'm starting to hear from. And it started as a bit of a pitter patter. And now it feels like a drumbeat of people saying, Greg, I believed in the Palestinian cause. I still do. I don't like what Israel's done or is doing. But I showed up at these protests time after time, and then I realized I'm in the wrong place. This isn't about Israel. This isn't about the Gazan people anymore. To your point, I don't think the people out there now, 7 months in, Warren, who want to disrupt the infrastructure, are looking to sway arguments. They're looking to create chaos and disorder in our streets.
That's right. And so who is the Wizard of Oz? Who's behind the curtain? Who benefits from all of that disruption, not just to the Jewish community, but the lives of all of us? You know, blocking a railway crossing and roadway in the junction yesterday, allegedly pouring cement on the tracks. Like, what has that got to do with Israel? Well, a document came out that I wrote about in the paper this week in the Toronto Sun from some Iranian dissidents. They got their hands on some of the things that were being said in Iran more than a month ago about April 15th. And they said that the objective, they knew what was coming. Mm-hmm. And they said, we have to support and encourage this effort on April the 15th in order to isolate the Zionist regime, as they call Israel. Like it seems to me, and I've been doing a lot of writing on this, as have others, you know, this is being financed by Qatar, who previously financed Hamas to the tune of billions. And it's being overseen, and the beneficiary is Iran.
Where does this go? How do you view this in the next? Again, I think we're just having shifting narratives, and people might even say, you know, Warren, you've changed, you know, you're harsher now. And I'm like, well, and I am too, because times have changed. It's not that I'm tired of it. It's just I'm seeing different things on the street than I saw in October.
Yeah. And, you know, Ben and I got grief for what we said. But, you know, all that we said was the laws are on the books. Like, if you are a newcomer to Canada, if you're not a citizen and you commit not just indictable offenses, you just commit a couple summary offenses, we have the ability to ask you to leave. And, you know, that's not racist and that's not unfair and it's not harsh. That's a reasonable thing to do that France and Britain and many of our allies are also doing. They're saying, look, we've got some people here who are not behaving properly. They're not obeying the law. And, you know, we're entitled as a society to take a critical look at that. But, you know, there are also people here who are full Canadian citizens who are doing bad things too. And that's why I say we've got the laws. We need to be making use of them, because this thing is about more than the Jewish community now. It's quite apparent that their targets have increased and broadened, and all of us need to take it seriously. Like, it's, you know, it's more than half a year later, Greg.
Yeah.
And here it is. It's not going away. It's getting worse.
And I'm going to tell you, because I think people are allowed to be honest about what they see. What I saw from a ton of video last night, Warren, protesters, very white, very female. So this is not strong along racial or ethnic lines here. It's really important to point that out. Very white, very female last night.
Exactly. And, you know, demographically, they're having a lot of success with so-called Generation Z and millennials. And that's something we need to pay attention to as well.
We'll talk more about it, Warren. Thanks for this.
Thanks, my friend.
Warren Kinsella joining us.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.